Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Alice at 97.3.
Hey, it's Sarah and Vinny. Thanks for listening to our podcast.
Remember, you can see us live every day and watch video replays at radioalice.com/watch.
Sarah and Vinny. Sarah and Vinny on Alice at 97.3.
Alice at 97.3. Sarah and Vinny. Alice's morning show. Good morning.
Good morning. Good. Merry Christmas, everyone.
Oh, Merry Christmas to you, Vinny.
You guys feeling it?
Yeah, I guess.
How'd that tree go yesterday?
We didn't get the tree.
Oh,
yesterday.
Come on. Well, Ellie wants a tree.
Ellie has a tree at her house.
Oh.
She's already got one. I'm sure she doesn't want to decorate mine, too.
All right.
I keep meaning to get to the story, but... And I keep not, but... So many more people are using fake trees now.
Yeah.
It's completely flipped.
Yeah.
Like, to the point where most people have fake trees.
Well, they make them so real these days.
They do, and they're pre-lit and everything. I had a fake tree for about 3 years. And it, by the third year, it actually sort of bummed me out. Like, I couldn't, you know, you want the pine smell.
Mm-hmm.
Oh,
that's
what
I love the
most. Something about going to get one. It was easy.
Well,
but you got to store it somewhere.
The problem with it is the storing it, and you have to keep it. For it to be more environmentally helpful,
you got to keep it forever.
You got to keep it.
Right. Because otherwise, after 3 years, you're just throwing something else in a landfill.
Right. So that's sort of the tear.
I know.
I never really, we always just went to the local stand.
Yeah.
And now we go and chop them down.
Yeah.
Because I guess that's what the missus used to do. And it's neat. I don't think you get as good a tree and it gets the living hell beat out of it.
But you drag it
up that hill
right.
back into the truck. And
right.
What's left of it is what you see when
your
you get home.
Your tree looks great, though. You put up a post yesterday.
Yeah, it's huge.
Yeah, it's a nice big tree.
We got a big one.
So great.
Yeah.
And she looks amazing. The girl.
What's she wearing?
Her little dress.
Yeah.
I was just going to say, what is the deal? Like, she's wearing a velvet ball gown.
Yeah. She's a little girl.
I think it looks fantastic.
Well.
She's in, like in a ballroom in that room.
I mean, I was going to, as I'm writing my little post, I'm looking at the picture trying to come up with what I'm going to say. And I'm thinking, how do you not say anything about that ridiculous outfit? But... I don't know what to say. You can't.
Well,
really
you don't want to shame her. You
don't want to say that outfit's ridiculous. So you
it's
just
not
go,
though.
No, she's
it's
just a little girl
curly.
In a sure.
Yes,
you know,
and she's very happy about it too.
Oh yeah,
I get it.
It's Christmas.
Yeah.
She's got Christmas written all over her face.
She sure does. And
trust
her butt.
Me, I live with the girl. I know. I know the deal.
Yeah.
She runs from the. Oh, I got to change. Why?
I've been wearing this too long.
Yeah, I have to. Yeah. Put on
I just
my other
remembered
dress.
This other dress I want to wear.
Okay, man.
It happens.
Dad's going to go try to play guitar for 2 minutes before you're done.
Dad, I need help. Daddy, I need help getting into my new dress.
Yep.
Can you set me up, Daddy?
So I did post a picture of our tree, and immediately people are like, what are the rules? Is Johnny V, I forget what they wrote, but it was about how there's no pictures on the wall.
Oh.
Yeah.
The
well,
room's
you
empty.
Did just move in.
Yeah. So, yeah, there's nothing.
Is there a Johnny Law or Johnny V Law imposed at your house
there
as well?
There isn't, actually. I don't...
Well, I'm sure Christina has plans for that room.
She's
I
working
mean, there's
on
no
it.
Window covering. There's no furniture. Like, that's the Christmas room for now.
Mm-hmm.
And then I'm sure... Oh, God, you got to take a picture of the same room next year so we can see the difference. Maybe even post them side by side.
I don't...
Did you know she's going to go crazy
mm-hmm.
in there?
Well...
Go crazy.
Go
I
crazy.
I already told you this. So the first two rooms in the house were... She goes, we're changing this whole thing. And I'm like, what are you talking about? And she goes, this divider between these two rooms is coming down.
It's a wall or it's like
it's
a
like
half
a
wall?
It's like a half wall.
Ugh, yeah, I hate half walls. She's right.
So she's dividing this big space, which is a little room in the entryway where there's a fireplace, which is where the picture is taken, where the tree is. And then the second room would be the dining room, I guess.
Yeah.
And she's like, this is coming down.
Yeah.
And I'm like, dude,
does
you
it go
and the
all
lamps
way,
and the...
Are there side things that go to the ceiling?
Side things, too.
She could, I mean, there's options, but
oh,
but getting crap out of the way is a good thing.
She's already talked to my dude.
Yeah, good.
She's already had Adney out, and she's like, this is offensive to me. Mm. I'm like, oh, God, Jesus Christ. So she's going to tear that down. So I don't know that it will be ready next year because we're not in any financial situation just to start redoing stuff.
Right.
And furnishings and, you know, that stuff costs money.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, it does.
Yeah, it does. It is. And it's not cheap. I mean, you can go buy crappy cheap furniture.
No.
But then there you are with your crappy cheap furniture in your beautiful house.
Yeah. No, that's not. So anyway, yeah, that's the empty room.
It's nice and neat anyway. That's all you can ask for, Ben.
Is
you
know? It?
Sure. For right now, at least it's nice and clean. It's got paint on the walls. The rug looks nice. Fireplace is done. It's fine. No worries.
With a kid in a velvet ball gown.
And a beautiful, gigantic Christmas tree.
Yeah.
Hey, speaking of Christmas...
Yeah.
I think the thing I love the most about Christmas cards, and I send them out, maybe no one likes sending them out, but I do think about each person as I'm addressing the thing. And
I got yours.
Yeah, I like to send them out, and I think about the person that I'm sending them to, and I look forward to getting their card, because it is like that once a year when, like, you know, a card comes in, and you go, oh, you know, that person, I love them, or I don't know. It's just like a nice once a year
gesture,
remembering time. And as a morning show on a radio station, we don't know everyone that we get Christmas cards from. And people do send us, we'll get random Christmas cards. This one's from Australia, from Geelong West in Victoria, I guess, Vic, Australia, from ML and LA Cox. Here you go. There's Santa reclining on the beach. Just a little Merry Christmas for us.
Oh, we got a couple from Shaniwani.
Oh.
I guess I left it on my desk. Shaniwani sent us some, and of course, it's Giants pictures.
Of course it is.
Of all the Giants he's taken pictures
Dude, I've never seen him in a picture without something Giants in it.
Yeah.
I think he lives for the
Giants.
Well,
he has this huge tattoo on his back. San Francisco Giants, and it's, I think it's the Golden Gate Bridge.
Oh, funny.
It's beautiful. It's really
Oh, Sean, you
got
to show that to me next time. I didn't even realize a dude had a giant tattoo.
Yeah. Well, I've seen him with his shirt off a lot.
Oh, have you? Mm-hmm. I see. Well,
yeah. We're that close.
Right?
Yep.
Yeah. So it's $2.30 Australian to send this.
Oh. What is the postage now? I don't even know.
Is it? Around
57
cents? Oh, is it?
Something like that?
I don't know. I just buy the forever stamps.
Right?
I just don't know.
I go, you got a stamp?
I don't know if it's the same people, but I've gotten a couple kid books from Australia.
Oh, maybe.
And they might be the same fans, or we have, I mean, it's possible we have more, but that is really cool.
Yeah.
Thank you.
It's neat. Thanks. Thanks for thinking
about us. I got like a few books from Australia and thought, Australia.
Thanks for listening down under.
I think it's someone. It must be someone who lived here and went there.
That's what I think. Yeah. I think that as our listeners are forced out of the area due to the overpriced housing.
We're so sorry.
I know, we're so sorry. They're living all over the world, and although we have heard once in a great while, we'll hear from someone who is listening in some far flung place who like discovered the podcast.
Sure,
just. Browsing around looking for
or
a podcast.
Someone turned
to
them on to it.
Right. Right. Some other person that moved from here said, oh,
someone,
here's what you should listen to.
510, we have a fake tree and you can buy the sticks that smell like pine trees. We got the scent sticks at Target. Ding, ding, shame.
Oh, shame. Yeah, I guess. I don't know. It's just, I don't know. It started to really bother me. Like, I just wanted to go get a tree and have that whole thing.
Yeah, if I don't have a real one, I don't want one.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm not tripping on it right now. I don't know what the right move
environmentally
for the environment is. I just know that it comes up they want to go get one, and I'm down to check that off my list and participate.
Right. Yeah.
And just, I'm the muscle.
When we were kids, my dad said if we wanted a tree, we had to go get it ourselves. Oh. So we
he
always,
did?
Oh, yeah.
God, your dad was harsh, man.
So there we were, three kids. Like,
if you want a tree, you got to go get it yourself.
And
your
buy
dad
it yourself?
Said. When you were little
no,
kids.
No, I think he gave us money. Hmm. Yeah, well, there's three of us, so you figured we could handle carrying a tree up the hills.
If they want one,
yeah,
they got to go
so
get it.
So we would go from Noe Valley funny. Area. We'd go down Army Street, which is now Cesar Chavez. And like right around, I don't know, Mission area, they had a lot. So we always used to drag our butts down there and then three kids carrying back a tree in the street.
Oh.
That was fine.
You had to get your tree.
Yeah.
Yeah. My mom came, my mom and dad got here yesterday. And my mom gave me a, it's for Christmas, but she's like, just open it because you should start using it. It's, and I don't know about this, and I'm not endorsing it because I have not used it, but she says she's been using this, and she's like, it changed your life, blah, blah,
oh,
blah.
Oh, what is it?
Is it Liquibeads?
It's not. That's her old change your life thing. Oh. It's these two huge magnets. They're coated in like a thick plastic. I'd say they're like that big, right? Two magnets. Mm-hmm. And you throw them in your washing machine, and you never use detergent again. And as you're reading through the, I know, I was like, what? You can still use bleach, and if you use like a fabric softener or whatever, you can still use that. It doesn't take the place of those, but you don't need the... So I guess I'm going to try them, but they're like, you know, they have this whole thing about the environment and how detergents are oil-based and, you know, terrible for the environment,
right.
And there's only so much water, and we're turning it into gray water and blah, blah, blah. So...
Well, that's true.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So these magnets, she said that she... My sister-in-law, Debbie. Hey, Deb. She didn't. She was like, "That's BS. I forget it." My mom took a glass of red wine, threw it on one of my dad's shirts, let it dry, and then put it in the washing machine with just the magnets, and it came out 100, like no trace of stain.
Huh.
I know. So I guess I'll try it.
Yeah, yeah, you have to.
Yeah, absolutely.
But why does it work?
A review on that.
I don't know why it works. Oh yeah, yeah. You could do a use these reviews on.
Yeah.
It.
Yeah. What's the magic component?
Why? Yeah.
Magnets.
Why does it?
I don't know. I have. I don't know.
Don't.
I don't.
Don't tease me.
I don't.
You're
no,
teasing
I
us.
I don't. No. So I was like, well, can you use it? Because I have a front loader machine. She's got a top loader. She goes, you can use it in any machine.
Do they clunk around?
They stick to the sides if you have metal sides.
Mm-hmm.
But they do clunk around. They'll come free. And I apparently, if you don't have a full load, you should tuck it in a pocket of like a pair of jeans or something when you do just want put one of them in there.
How does that clean
I
anything?
I have no idea. I mean, I got to try it. They're like $60. They're not like.
And how long do they supposed are they supposed to last?
Forever.
Ever.
Forever.
Forever.
I don't
forever.
Know.
Ever.
Well, they're. I mean, I have to assume that after they clunk around enough times, that thick plastic. It's like a rubbery plastic that's coating them. You know, sort of that.
Yeah.
And they're supposed to last just for, you know, 10 years? I have no idea.
Laundry magnets.
Mm-hmm.
A girl I used to go out with, her dad sold magnet.
Oh, like the bracelet-y things?
But a bunch of stuff, like magnet blankets.
Oh.
Like it was woven into the, you know, and I
so
mean,
when
you're,
fold up the blanket, it would be totally attached to
I
itself?
Don't know what the deal was exactly. As he explained it, I was like, sure, Holmes, I'll take one. You know, I mean, you're the dad of
this
my
girl
chick.
I'm boning.
Right? Yeah, I mean, well, we were more than just boning, but I mean, still.
Was it?
You don't need to.
Was that whose dad
yeah,
it was?
Yes.
You loved that guy.
I did love that guy.
Aww.
You know what's weird? And I'm not, I never mind.
Just say it. What's weird?
He is someone that lived in Santa Cruz. And I've been living there now how long? And I still have yet to see the guy.
Oh.
Which is a good thing because obviously we had shared history that didn't end well.
Yeah,
so.
It wasn't a great breakup.
And I can imagine that there would be a less than joyful
well,
sighting.
He's got to take his daughter's side.
In fact, maybe he has seen me and gone, if I talk to you, I'll kill you, so I'm not going. You know, I don't know, but it's weird that it's not a big town.
Right. Does he surf or anything?
He does.
Oh, and you haven't run into him at the beach? Maybe he sees you and just turns
That's
around.
What I'm saying. I mean, I do have a shiny dome, so it's easy to spot me. I mean, I'm not the only one, but
yeah. The sun does glint. Maybe yeah. anytime he sees anyone bald, he just turns around. I can't take the chance.
Yeah.
It is weird how sometimes, you know, you get close with the parents of someone that you're dating, and when you break up, you feel like, you know, you're broken up with the whole family. And I know that people, like, I went a couple times. So a boyfriend I had in high school, I went over, like, it was falling apart, and I would just go visit his mom. Like, I liked her. Mrs. Rodell. She liked me too, but then I could tell she was just like, I wish I could, but I can't.
Well, those relationships get built on this faith or idea that you're going to be together, and you try to.
Sure.
And then when, you know, the
whole thing falls apart,
the
joining link is broken.
Yeah. The whole thing flies off into space.
You just really don't have a leg to stand on. Well, I'm at lunch with your dad. It's not right.
Hey, so you guys, this morning I found out that we have the wrong friends.
That's right. How so?
Actually, Hooman, probably he's the closest of all of us to having the right friends. But I got a story for you. I'm going to start with it.
Okay.
In the celebrity trash, that I was just like, oh my God, we have the wrong friends.
Well, I don't want to look.
No, you're going to break up with all your friends today.
No, hold on,
right?
Because I want to say as someone who's followed Hooman's sort of
saga. He's just whittling his way down to the right friends.
No, but see, that's the thing. Listen to me. There is a turnover happening in that boy's life that leads you to believe he doesn't have any genuine friends.
Oh, no. He's just whittling it down to the right
friends.
And
he admits to it. He's like, yeah, there's a turnover.
Listen. You're about to find it. You're about to have a rude awakening, sir. I know I sat back and went, oh my God, I have the wrong friends.
Well, all right.
I'm breaking up with all of them.
Okay.
All right, so I'll start the celebrity trash with that. I don't know if you can be friends with this particular person, but you want to be. If you didn't know that before, you're going to know today. KLSC, KLSC, HD1, San Francisco, Sarah and Vinny, Alice's Morning Show. We'll be right back.
Sarah and Vinny on Alice at 97.3.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.